In 1974, farmers digging a well in the village of Xi'an in northwest China found clay fragments. At the time, they had no idea that they had just uncovered what would lead to one of the greatest archaeological discoveries of the 20th century, China's Terracotta Army. An underground army with around 8,000 life-size sculptures of warriors, chariots and horses, made to accompany the first emperor into the afterlife. Hello, my name is Michael Taylor, the Chief Curator and Deputy Director for Art and Education at the Virginia Museum of Fine Arts, and I am delighted to welcome you to Terracotta Army, Legacy of the First Emperor of China. More than 2,000 years ago, the future First Emperor of China, Ying Zheng, waged a decisive campaign to unify seven warring states into a single empire. Yet building an empire in his lifetime was not enough. The first emperor wanted to attain immortality so that he could continue to rule in the afterlife. To achieve this, he built one of the greatest burial complexes ever discovered. From palaces to pavilions, offices and reception halls, to burial pits and an armory, it was an underground world of incredible proportions. Presented in three sections, this exhibition features rare objects from the first emperor's burial complex and other Qin tombs, gathered together to tell the story of the first emperor's rise to power, the history of the Qin state, and the first emperor's quest for immortality. There are 20 stops, numbered 101 to 120, but you can choose to go in any order you like. Objects on the audio guide are marked with an audio symbol. If you're using an audio wand, input the number next to the work of art to begin. If you're using a mobile device, select an object and push play.